good evening, John Hopkins Junior High School. John Hopkins, what am I saying? Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School. What an ensemble. My name is Richard Watson. What a two music adjudicators you have this evening here at the Music in the Parks Festival, held at the Placentia Presbyterian Church in the city of Placentia, California, right near California State University at Fullerton. So welcome. Looking forward to hearing Frank Tekeli's Shenandoah. And let's see, Rejoicence by Travis A. Nassiter. So, we'll be getting started in just a moment. Okay, Hopkins Wind Ensemble, here we go. Warm up with the chorale. Go right. And then we're going to hear Shenandoah and Rejoicence. Nice warm-up, some intonation issues, but I'm sure you will adjust on the Shenandoah. Bells, nice job. Make sure we're pulling the tone out of the instrument. Lift, and as you go up in the register, just be more aware of the delicateness to play up higher on the bells. Not together. Hmm. Drop on the dot 8/16. Yeah, warm that up, trumpets. Moments of not being quite together. Now see, that half note should have gone all the way to 4. And I'd like to hear a little bit more of the flute quality. Blues did a very nice job of blending to the alto saxophone. Intonation issue, you corrected it. Good job. Nice. Control. This is a little heavy. Good job of matching. Strong there. Thank you. the length of the eight notes. Good. A warmer tone there, euphonium. It's a pretty reserved forte. Likes to see more contrast between beat one to beat three. Yeah, bar 71, the dynamic contrast could be greater, and I like the, you know, it's a more moderate contrast at 72, however, I thought 71 was a bit reserved in the forte presentation. I really like the style of eighth notes in general, very musical approach, very nicely done. I would expect nothing less from Greg than that at this point. I've heard his groups enough times to know that I can expect artistic playing. I was surprised at that one entrance by the low grass at the one time. I think I might even have went, oh! Kind of startled me because I thought it was a little out of character. But now we are on to Rejoicence. Yeah, when we're coming off those long rests and we have a isolated entrance, we got to really warm up the sound, warm up the air. We're at the doctor's office, and they say aw, with the tongue depressor in our mouth, and that's to open the throat, and we need to remember that, and then we fog the window. Okay. Together. Together. Domination Issues Trumpet. We have a tendency to really go way sharp at times. Somebody in the ensemble. I don't think it's all of you. Oh, be precise. Nice pick. Yeah, we need to match horn, trumpet. You're not hearing all that that's going on in the clarinets. Clarinet 2 and 3 part. Now that's marked forte for me, tambourine. Trumpet just really pushing the pitch. Yeah, trumpets. Yeah. Having trouble handling the part. Okay, yeah, really, really fine playing. Outstanding percussion playing. Very tasteful, very precise. I would like to have had a bit more of the accent influence in the part with the tambourine, but that's, you know, that's a tough thing to do. The fact that occasionally the trumpets figured out the pitch issue, but then several times, boy, it got to be kind of a constant issue that when they would come in, it was like I was sure there was going to be an issue with them matching pitch with where the rest of the ensemble was. So not only is there intonation, ladies and gentlemen, from bottom up, obviously, but there's intonation from section to section. There's intonation within the section. All those things, and you play so beautifully, and then we had the moments where the trumpets just couldn't fight it, and we had occasional lack of precision, and understand that when a group is this good, little things stand out big time, like the beginning of the first piece. I mean, not the beginning of the first piece, because Shenandoah was fine. It's where we established the pulse on the second piece. But, and then all those little, those things were, you covered them very well. And I'm sure you meant to downplay them because they're not as important as the melodic line, but you got to be aware that it's still something that we should have, and it should be there where we can feel it and hear it, and it has a solidity to it. But you play really, really well. And what I was trying to, before I was distracted back here by some things, the better you are, the more little things stand out. Little things in regard to slightly being off on an entrance or a release, slightly being off on a rhythm, slightly being off on pitch, slightly being off on an entrance not warmed up with the best possible sound we can make. So just realize that to take that next step, we have to, every little thing is under scrutiny, because everything else is so gosh darn good, and it is. It's so very good. So please don't take my comments too harshly. They're really meant in a spirit of praise, because you do play extremely well. And the flutes at 41 inch, I believe that was Shenandoah. That was just gorgeous. You guys did a great job of that. And there's some slight dynamic issues that certainly I would like to see done a little differently. But with all that said, great job tonight. Very, very musical, as like I said, and very mature playing. So congratulations to you. And thank you for the presentation this evening. Have a great day at Disneyland and a wonderful, safe trip home. Thank you once again.
Thank you.